All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball as we get you ready for the fourth game of a four-game series. And who do we bring in? We bring a gentleman in who's starting his 28th season as a member of the TV Pirate broadcasting crew. He also pitched 14 years in the major leagues with a 105-win, 81 record. He was a 1988 National League All-Star game. And he also is a nickname of the Whirly Bird. Let's bring in Bob Walk this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, this Pirate team doesn't give up. The last two games, they've been fighting with tooth and nail. Tell us a little bit about this club.
Well, you know, when it's you got a young team that's doing a lot of rebuilding, you know how it is. Guys are fighting for jobs, and, you know, they want to get their careers going in the major leagues. So it doesn't matter who they're playing, what the situation is. They're going to play all the way to the ninth inning, and if they can get some big hits like they did in the last two nights, you know, it's going to show up. And I think Shelton's done a nice job of, you know, instilling this into the team that, hey, you know, we're outmanned on paper most nights, but, you know, we have to, you know, win other ways. We have to, you know, play smart, do some little things, and then not, you know, throw in the towel in the sixth inning when you're down four runs. That you got to keep going all the way to the end. And as I said, also a lot of these players know that they're being evaluated. It's, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it's a tryout camp, but, you know, we've already run, you know, a lot of different starting pitchers out there, and, you know, seeing a lot of different guys. And so it's, you know, it's fun to watch. If you don't get carried away with the win-loss record and you're just trying to look and say, okay, this guy's like, he's going to be part of the future, or this guy, I don't know, I don't see anything for him. So that's, I think, what a lot of the baseball fans are doing right now is they're, you know, watching us and checking things out and, you know, checking off their own little private box score, you know, little check marks by the names to say, hey, this guy, like Yahoo Ray the other night, you know, pitched really well for us, a guy no one knows about. But I guarantee some of the fans around Pittsburgh, after a couple of starts, a couple of times seeing this guy, you know, he got sent right back down to the minor league. So they know he's a future guy, but now they know who he is. And a lot of people that I've talked to, they're looking forward to seeing him get back up here now.
Boy, coming into this four-game series, the Pirates are struggling on the defensive side, but I have been totally impressed with Eric Gonzalez as well as Kevin Newman on the left-hand side. Tell me a little bit about both these guys.
Well, our defense really should be greatly improved. I mean, that was one of the themes I kept hitting in spring training that, you know, for a handful of years now we've talked about improving the defense, but it's always just been lip service. That we really haven't made the, you know, bite the bullet and make the changes you need to make. But this year I felt we did. And it's been a little rough at times in the outfield. You know, that's kind of been our sore spot. Reynolds is a real quality defensive outfielder out there. And there's everybody else we've kind of played has been a little bit of a question mark. And we've had a number of guys out there. So I don't know how that's going to shake out this year, but we'll have to wait and see. But the infield, as you mentioned, is played, you know, I think very, very well. Newman, I think he ended up setting a Pirate record for consecutive airless games his rookie year at shortstop. Gonzalez has always been known in the league as being a premium glove. He just really hasn't ever proved himself as a hitter. And it doesn't matter where you put him out there, you know, shortstop, third base. He's going to be outstanding. You could probably put him in the outfield, and he'd be as good out there as anybody we have. He's that kind of an athlete. You know, Frazier over at second base has, I think, been a runner-up for Gold Glove 2 years in a row. So the situation in the infield has, I think, settled down. Key Brian Hayes is going to be our everyday third baseman when he gets back from his wrist injury, which is looking like it's going to be about two more weeks, and then we can have him back out there. And I wouldn't hesitate to say right now today that young man immediately is one of the top two or three defensive third basemen in baseball. So the infield defense is definitely getting better this year. And by the end of the season, I think everyone will realize that it's one of the best in the league.
That voice you hear is joining me on Talking Baseball is Bob Walk. He's in his 28th season as the color commentator for the Pirates broadcast crew. Let's get into some pitching here, Bob. Let's talk about this closer, Richard Rodriguez. Comes in throwing a lot of fastballs, got a little zip on it, but mostly a fastball reliever as a closer. Your impressions on Richard Rodriguez as the beginning of the season here?
Well, you see him throwing the bullpen, you wouldn't think, oh, this is a fastball guy. Because he's got a little zip, but it's not he's not overpowering by any means. He'll probably top out most nights about 94. He likes to work at the top of the zone. He's got one of those, you know, you've heard this many times about, you know, guy's got a deceptive fastball, that it plays better than what the radar gun says. And that kind of describes him. He gets reactions to his fastball, you know, like he's throwing, you know, 96, 97, 98 maybe, as opposed to throwing 93 and 94. The thing that I think he's really taken another step forward with this year is his command has been as good or better than I've ever seen it. You know, he's not like one trick pony now to where he's just going to go out there and throw high fastballs and look for flyouts and pop-ups and guys swinging and missing at balls out of the strike zone up. Then, you know, now there's been games where, you know, I'm like, I think, am I watching Greg Maddux out here? I mean, he's just picking guys apart, you know, left and right, you know, just staying on the corners wherever the catcher's glove's going. He's following it perfectly. And I was just like, wow, this is a new thing from him. You know, he's always just been, you know, throw a fastball up in the zone. And now he's doing some different things. I haven't mentioned that he does throw breaking ball, but it's not anything special. They've been working on that with him really the last couple of seasons, and at times it's there, and at other times it's just, for whatever reason, he doesn't have near the command of that as he has of his fastball. But they got him off the scrap heap. You know, he was like a waiver claim out of I think it was Baltimore's minor league system. I can't really remember now. Anyway, that, you know, I think 3 years ago, and he came here, and he starts throwing, you know, he's the guy you bring in the fourth inning or the fifth inning, you know, when the starter gets knocked out early, and he doesn't show a whole lot of stuff, but he gets results. Mm-hmm. And year after year, he just keeps getting results. And he had one little problem there where he had about a 2-week period where he started giving up home runs. And he had to go down to the minor leagues for, I think he was down there for a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. He came back and he was fine again. But except for that little blip, ever since he's been in a Pirate uniform, he's done a great job whatever they've asked of him. And, you know, kind of by default, last year he inherited the closer's role, and he's just, you know, taken off with it now. He's closer, nobody even gives it a second thought.
Well, the starting pitcher today, 25-year-old right-hander Mitch Keller. Numbers are inflated a little bit because he's had a couple bad outings. His last outing against Cincinnati gave up 7 earned runs. Walks are up with 17 walks. Hits are up 33 and 27 and two-thirds. What can Giant fans watch today about Mitch Keller, and what does he have to feature?
Well, to me, I'm not going to have a lot of answers for you. He's a mystery to me. I don't understand. when I saw him for the first time a few years ago, his first year in big league spring training, he was throwing upper 90s with command, a real, real nice curveball. And I thought, wow, we got another Garrett Cole here. I mean, this guy's going to be really good. You know, high draft pick. Ripped through the minor leagues, dominated everywhere he's been. And then once he started to make the jump to the major leagues, he just hasn't been the same guy. Things change from game to game with him. You know, some days it looks like he's trying to be a breaking ball pitcher. Some days he's trying to be a power guy. Some days he's trying to be a control guy. The one biggest thing I've seen is just a lack of command. And he was known as a control pitcher in the minor leagues. Even though, you know, he was an upper 90s fastball guy, he was still, I think, one of the Baseball America or somebody like that said he had the best command at one point of anybody in our minor league system. And now, you know, his walk numbers are way higher than there should be. His pitches per inning, you know, they get away from him. And there's games where, you know, he's pushing 100 innings and he's pitched, you know, barely into the fifth. Or 100 pitches, I mean, he's barely into the fifth. So, you know, that's been a problem. So, I mean, you know, my answer is he's kind of a different guy every time he's been out there. And right now he's on this good game, bad game type rotation. And even like the good games, you can't say, okay, look at all of his good games. What has he done good here? Those are all different also. Well, he was real good here because he had great command of his breaking ball. He was real good in this game because he was throwing real hard that day. The last couple of games, he'll start off throwing about 92 miles an hour, and you know, about three or four innings later, he's throwing 95, 96. Like he's trying to establish maybe command of the breaking ball, and then add velocity as he gets going. Or command of the fastball, excuse me, and then add velocity as he gets going. But you know how it is nowadays too. Other than a Zoom call, you can't really even go down and talk to these guys. Yeah. So the information really isn't coming through. Yeah. If you listen to a Zoom call, everybody is being, you know, so vague and so general, you're really not getting a whole lot out of it. It's not like the old days where you can lean up against a rain tarp and talk to somebody out there, you know, after batting practice or something. But I would be interested in sitting with him and seeing, you know, what it is he thinks he needs to do, because right now I think he's a little confused.
Well, Bob, great insight. A lot of good stuff on the Pirates, and we want to thank you for joining us this morning on Talking Baseball, and good luck with the Pirates as they continue to try to win that NL Central as they're moving up slow and slow, but a good four-game series. We're looking forward to a great fourth game here. Have a good day, Bob.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
All right, that's Bob Walk as we dive in a little bit to the Pirates as we look into the fourth game of a four-game series before the Giants travel to Cincinnati after today's game. So we'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball, 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.